I still have the picture. I run across it occasionally. When I do, I always stop in my tracks and gaze into the 10-year-old's eyes. She's got a life jacket on, and she's holding a canoe paddle. The early morning sunshine fills her pretty face, while her little denim bucket hat shades her eyes. There's a small waterfall behind her, about 20 feet away, and unfocused, but you can clearly see it as it dripped from the bank into the current. Jackie and I are floating the Buffalo River on a spring morning, a Saturday in April. She's good at a canoe. Of course, she has it in her blood. Her grandmother and grandfather on her mother's side, as well as her aunt and uncles and her mother, grew up canoeing the Jack's Fork and the Current Rivers in southern Missouri. I went along one time on the canoe trip with the family before Jackie's mother and I were married. These two rivers are part of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways system, and they are beautiful. The family would vacation there every year, camping and canoeing for a week. It was an economical vacation, rich in history, and the week educational. After her mother and I moved to Northwest Arkansas back in the late 70s, I floated a number of rivers around that area, including the Illinois, the Elk, and, of course, the Buffalo River. Ah, the Buffalo. That was my river, my find. I loved the Buffalo National River in northern Arkansas. Still do. It was the first river to ever be designated as a national river. It's 153 miles long, and the last 24 miles, well, you're on your own. There's no takeout until you reach the White River, basically a three-day, two-night float in a pristine wilderness. So, don't miss that last takeout at Rush Landing, or your next exit off the river is a night or two away at Buffalo City, a.k.a. the White, that eventually empties into the Mississippi. But I digress. My neighbor Bert turned me on to the Buffalo River. He loved it, too. He had a boy, Jackie's age. And the four of us left on Friday afternoon for the 2.5-hour drive over to Yellville, Arkansas, home of the Yellville Turkey Drop. No, I didn't say turkey trot. For 70-some years, Yellville hosted the tossing of live turkeys from an airplane at Thanksgiving time, a chamber-sponsored event. Remember now, turkeys don't fly very well, but they do drop. The spectacle has since been stopped. Bert and I found a great campsite set-up camp, complete with an evening fire for roasting marshmallows and making s'mores. Next morning early, our canoe outfitter dropped us off at our put-in place, and off we went, floating. It was a beautiful morning, not long after sunrise, cool and crisp. The trees were only beginning to bud out, and the river was absolutely cold. You wouldn't want to tip over, so we didn't. Bundled up, we set out on a typical 6 or 7 mile float, taking about 3 hours. It was quiet and relaxing. Jackie up front in the bow seat, me in the stern seat. The two things I remember most were things that I heard and saw. I remember the sounds that the little dripping waterfalls made as their stream of water, no bigger than a pencil, hit the river. Each crack in a rock sprang a miniature waterfall, thousands of baby waterfalls, sprinkling the water's edges on each side of our canoe. The second thing I'll always remember is Jackie's smile. She turned around with her little hat on and gave me a Jackie smile. With the help of the camera, I'll never forget that smile. I'll never forget that canoe trip. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.